We're holding Daf Samech Yom Ralf on top. Just to finish the Maisa, the way Mordechai interpreted the Shalom, about what the Noshe meant when they said the three different Lashonos of Zovo Yomasi. The Noshe says it's so now on top. Behind the Tanan, this is how we learn. In the Mishnah Shkolim that says, Tezchiyom al HaKinim. When they have the kingdom, it's a special Puskas like that used to put money in the Beis Hamikdash, that they would have them in the devil to bring Kanim, to bring the birds from. So on top of this Puska, on top of this kingdom, it was written Pesachia, means opening. What does it mean, Pesachia? The Gemara says, the Mordechai. It goes upon Mordechai, the mice we just had.
And Loma Nikra Shemai Pesachia. Why was the name called Pesachia? She Pesach Tavorim was able to interpret words. The Darshan, the Yadayah, the Shivaloshan is able to Darshan what people mean. And he knew 70 Lashonos. At the last Maisri on the Gemara, he interpreted what those three Lashon meant. So, more ask the question, Kula Sanhedrin Ami Yadayah, the Shivaloshan. What's so special about Mordechai? All the 70, all the people Sanhedrin Agadarilah knew 70 languages. The Amar Rabbi Yechanan says, Ein Moishivim is Sanhedrin. You cannot put someone into the Sanhedrin Agadarilah. Ella Bali Chochma, a smart person, Bali Mara, person that looks nice, Bali Kaima, a tall person, Bali Zikna, an older person, Bali Kshofim, somebody who knows how to act against Kshofim about witchcraft. You have to be afraid maybe one of the people there will do Kishuf and try and burn you. So you have to know how to protect yourself. And also, V'yodim, Shivim Loshin, you have to know how to speak 70 languages. Why? Because Allah Riz, Shloi Teis and Hedrin Shemas, the P.R. Togman, because the Sanhedrin, they have to hear the tainus from the Baal Dvorim himself. They cannot hear from an interpreter. So let's say you have somebody speaking Greek or somebody speaking Spanish. So you have to be able to understand them. So therefore, you have to know all 70 languages. So Moshe says, the Chiddush of Mordechai was Elo, to have a Bayo Lishne Vidorish. He was able to mix up the languages and darshan it. And we have before, as she says, Kagoyin Ayin Secher, the Ginas Rifim. He was able to darshan what the different languages put them together. And behind it, that's what it says, B'morachai Balshan. It's called him Balshan, means he knew how to speak the different languages and even mixed them up. He understood them very well. Again, so it sounds like Bilshan, just to sound like he knew how to interpret it, even to mix up languages. Now the Mishnah says, Ketzad Hinoisin, how exactly did they do were the Isaac by the mitzvahs of the Korban Haimer, the Minchas Haimer. So it says that Shluchei Bezdin Yotzin Ner of Yomtif. The Shliach of Bezdin, Shluchim, used to go out from Bezdin even before Pesach, on Erev Pesach. The Yotzin Oysa Krichos the Mechub LeKarka. They would find the exact barley that they planned to cut down on Moitzoy Yomtif. And right now in Erev Yomtif, they would tie it together and make bundles out of it like. Yes, nice and kriches. They would make bundles. They mechub lekarka when the barley is still attached to the ground. In other words, it'll be easy on Moitzoy Yom Tov to cut it down. Kedei she'enech liktzor. In order that it should be easy to cut down the barley on Moitzoy Yom Tov. Now kol ha'yoris ha'smuchas l'sham. All the cities that were near this place that they used to cut down the barley mischan says l'sham. They'd all gathered together there on Moitzoy Yom Tov of Pesach, the first day. Moitzoy, the first day of Pesach. Everybody will come together to watch the way they're doing the mitzvah of Tzira Seimer. Kedei she'e niktza b'yeisa godol, that there should be a lot of people there, the Kerem, the person Rav, b'shasta cutting down the Yoimer. Now, Kivan Shech Shecha, as soon as it becomes evening, as soon as it becomes the night of the 16th day of Nisan, is Omelahem, they would say, is Kol Echod, for the people that are cutting down. They would tell to ask the people, they would ask the people in the city like, Bo HaShemesh, means did the sun go down yet? In other words, is it time to cut the Oymah yet? Oymahin, they would say yes. Again they would ask, Bo HaShemesh, did the sun go down? Oymahin, they said yes. Then they said, Magalzu, then the people that were going to cut, asked the people in the city like, should I use this knife? Oymahin, they said yes. Magul Zu, should I use this knife? Omrahim, they said yes. Cooper Zu, should we use this basket to put the barley in? Omrahim, they said yes. Again, they asked the same question. We'll soon see, they asked the question three times, we'll soon see why. Cooper Zu, should I use this basket? Omrahim, they said yes. The Shabbos, let's say the second day of Pesach came out on Shabbos. Omrahim, Shabbos Zu, is like today's Shabbos is now the right time to make the Kfirah Seymer. Is Raymond Hain, they would say yes. Shabbos Zu again is today, is this Shabbos, is this the right time to cut Seymer? Raymond Hain, they would say yes. Extra, then they would ask, should we cut down now? Then Omrim Loi Kitzor, and the people in the city would say yes. Extra, again, the people that were about to cut down before they cut down the barley, they would ask the people from the Ayoris, should we cut it down? Then Omrim Loi, and they would answer back, Kitzor, yes. Now, Shalisha Pomin, I'll call Dover the Dover. Every question, they would ask three times. Then Omrim Loi, and they would answer back, Hain, Hain, Hain. They would answer back, three times, yes, yes, yes. Now the question is, kol kach lama, how come that he asked the question three times with three answers, and how come everybody had to come here? How come it was done with such a big asik gadol, this ksira seimer? And the answer is, the Mishnah says, mepnei habay soisim. These were people that were kaifer in Torah Shabbateh, the only one after Torah Shabbatev, and they held that, ein ksira seimer b'moitzoy yomtif, that this is not the right time to make the Ketira Seyma. They hold you have to do it on a Sunday. Mochras HaShabbos, we'll see in the Gemara. So therefore, to prove to them that they were wrong, the Chama made this done, the Ace of God, and everybody should know that it's not done the first real Mitzvah Shabbos, the first Sunday, but rather it's brought Mitzvah Yomtif, whichever day Yomtif comes out, the first day of Pesach, and that Mitzvah, the second day of Pesach, that's the day to bring the Omer. Therefore, they did a Be'esa Gadol to teach everybody that the Vaisusim were wrong. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbanim went on like this. Ilin Yoimi, these are the days, this part of Megillus Tainus, these are the days that the Lelis Hanor Bohoin, with Rabbanim, not a lot of fast on these days, or Mitzosa, and in some of these days, the Lelis Nispet Bohoin, you're not even allowed to give Hespedim, if somebody's Nispet, you're not allowed to give Hespedim during these days. In other words, these days of Yoimi de Simcha. Now, Meresh Yarchad Nisan from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Atimne Bay, until the eighth day of Nisan, is like Yom Tiv, is like days of Simchon. Why? Because they took him to Midah. These were the days that the Chomim went over the Baisusim like to dash and to know clearly what is the loch of the Korban Atomic, like we'll soon see. They put the Korban Atomic in Mishpote the way you're supposed to bring it. And therefore, the Loy Lemispa, these days, no one has to pay them. But in Mitimni Bay, from the eighth day of Nisan, at Seif Miado, until the end of Pesach, Isusiv Chogge de Shvua. They put a Yomtif about the Yomtif, about the Inyan of Shvuas, means how to count the Sriya Seima. There was also a Shaila, how to count the Sriya Seima, when do you start counting? And they made it clear when you start counting. So these days was Loy Lemispa. That you can't fast, and that's what Rashi's goris means. I will misbeg. Rashi says, "Shori, but to give us beidim, you are allowed to lehevi simcha yisera b'shalat teres kibishal tamid." That wasn't such a great simcha when they won over the parsha, but went to count shvuas, went to count the yomer, as if the winning of the korban atamid. B'shum diat teres lahoyishum rala divrei baisusim. Over there, the baisum didn't have a clear right to themselves. But by Tamidim, they had a rail, like we'll soon see. So therefore, Necham went over the Baisusim by the Tamid. That was the biggest Simcha. So those days are even also to say Aspedim also. Now the Gemara explains. Meresh Yarchad Nisan from Meshchadish Nisan. V'yatim Nidbay until the 8th day of Nisan, he took him to Midah. That was when they won over the Aloch is about a Korban HaTamid. Therefore, the Lelumisput, you're not even allowed to say Aspedim during these first 8 days. Why? What was the Shiloh? So the Sadukim, most of the people did not darshan Torah Shabbateh, the only help in Torah Shabbateh, they used to say, Yochid misnadiv ulmevi tamid, that even a Yochid, every single person could bring a korban tamid if they want. Why? My darsh, what did they make the drosha? The prophet says, Es hakeves oechid, tasa babayka, vi es hakeves hasheni, tasa ben habayim, mash maloshin yochid tasa, you could do, that a Yochid could bring a Korban HaTamid in the morning, and he could bring a Tamid in the afternoon, but it's not considered a Korban HaTziva, it's not one, but whoever wants it could bring it. That's what Tzadukim used to say. Now, Maya Hadru, how did the Chomim win over them? As the Pasuk says, it's Korbani Lachmi Lishai, is Tishmu, you should watch it. Rashi says, Tishmu means Lashon Rabim, that means Yekuvim Boyim Mitrumas Halishcha, that the money should come from the Trumas Halishcha, because the Korban HaTomin is considered a Korban Tzibur. Therefore, the money comes from the Tzibur. So that's how the Chomim won over the Tzedukim, and that was a Yom Tov thing, Yimei Simcha. Now, Mitimna Bey, V'yad Seif Morada, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, Isus of Chag of the Shvuyim. They made like a Yom Simcha, a Chag, that they won over the Parsha about Shvuas, about counting the Sefiras Haimah. So now these days, L'al Misvad, or else the Gishu Shvi L'al Asanu, you cannot fast on these days. Over the Shalom over here, Shohoyu by Susim, and the Matsusim used to say, Atzeres Achara Shabbos, that Shavuos has to come out on Sunday. It has to come out after Shabbos. That's when Shavuos always comes out. But we'll soon see, because in Nikodim they hold, you first bring the Omer on the first Sunday of Pesach. So therefore, Shavuos is 7 weeks later, always comes out on Sunday. That's what they used to hold. So the Gemara says what happened was that Nitzvah Lehem of Yechon Metzaka. Yechon Metzaka got into the Machlokes, got into the argument. He started to talk to them. And the Yomlem, he said to the Baisusim, Shoytim, fools, Minayim Lochem, how do you know to say such a foolish thing? That Shavuos always comes out on a Sunday. In other words, that the Omer, the Minchas Omer is first brought on Sunday. Nobody was able to answer him. Chutz Nizok Nechad, one older person, Shoyim Mefat Feit Kenegdo. He started to start stop talking, blabbling, he didn't have what to say there too much. And he said like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael Hoye. Moshe Rabbeinu used to love Klal Yisrael. For Yodei, and he knows Shatzeres Yom Echadu, that Shavuos is only one day. Therefore, Omar Moshe Rabbeinu got up V'tiknu, and he was Misakin Acha Shabbos, that Shavuos should always come out on Sunday. Kedei She Yisrael Misangin Shnei Yomim, that Klal Yisrael should always have like 2 days in a row a Yom Chag, like there'll be Shabbos, and then there'll be a Shavuos. So Korolov Nikrazeh, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai called upon him this pasuk and said, the pasuk says, Echorosa Yoim Mechorov Derech HaSeir. It took 11 days to travel from Chorov to HaSeir.